Okay, let's talk Bernie Sanders. Let's talk Bernie Sanders.
So Bernie Sanders announced for the 2016 Democratic nomination. I think that there is some desire to have a Sanders-like candidate in the Democratic Party. You know, his name is actually showing up in polls.
Oh, big time. I mean, he's coming close in some of these polls on with Hillary.
Well, I haven't really seen him close, but I mean, it's closer than what I would have thought.
Sure. Doesn't that show you a progressive wing of the Democratic Party who doesn't want the old Clinton politics?
Yes, it does. And we usually see this, right, that there's, you know, on the right and the left, that there are candidates that are, you know, running either, you know, to the left or the right of the in some ways, the consensus candidate that do fairly well. And so one of the interesting things I think that you see is that Bernie Sanders has announced he's going to run to the left of Clinton. Martin O'Malley has announced he's going to run to the left.
Who he?
He is the former governor of Maryland.
Well, then my commentary, of course, is who he, meaning does anybody really know who this guy is?
Not yet, although people in some ways should. He was a successful governor of Maryland. He was, by many measures, a successful governor, or excuse me, mayor of Baltimore. He's a serious guy. He's a serious candidate. I think he's going to have a hard time getting traction, but that's a slightly separate issue. But the fact that he's going to run to the left is a sense that, you know, they're really trying to appeal to this progressive base in the wing. And if nothing else, help push the preferred policies of the left onto Clinton and kind of make her take some positions that she's not currently taking.
Yeah, you really think that's the way it works? I mean, don't you think it's all about them? So in other words, I'm O'Malley, I'm running, I want to be president, period. End of discussion. Not, you know, more about, you know, I want to push her to the left and all the rest.
I think they're all sincere in that they want to run and they're looking for a stumble. I mean, look, as I mentioned, it's like 13 months until the Democratic National Convention. A lot can happen. We know that one of the things that you're going to get when the Clinton name is involved is scandal. And maybe you're hoping that there is a big scandal, something that will in some ways undermine the current Democratic consensus on Clinton, and you know, also drive a wedge with some of the big donors. Right, you have to do that kind of early on.
But Brad, doesn't Clinton have a big problem in that people don't always like her? I mean, it seems to me when she ran against this obscure one-term United States senator who nobody knew, it had to be more of a reflection on her unpopularity than on his popularity.
Brad Hayes from 4 to 8 years ago would have said, yeah, it's a problem. I don't think it's as big as a problem as it once was because her rising unfavorables tend to not be in the Democratic Party. So if you're looking at the polling data and you dissect it a little bit, the unfavorable ratings tend to be among independents and Republicans.
A lot of independents in this country.
There are, but as I mentioned in the last congressional corner, independent voters don't vote independently anymore. They vote either as Republicans or as Democrats. If you're looking at that particular group, they're going to probably gravitate to whoever has the nomination. So I don't think that this is as big a problem as what it once was. You're going to see an effort to raise those unfavorables, both within the party and then, of course, outside of it. But what Clinton has laid out in terms of her strategy is, in some ways, the narrow path to the White House, focusing on those 10 critical swing states. And what you need to do there is just to make sure that you're not too unfavorable within your group. Not try to, you know, expand your base, but rather activate the existing base in a way that will allow you to win in states like Virginia and Colorado and Ohio. And that will be her pathway to victory. So, you don't want unfavorables that are super high. You can be, I think, a little bit closer to 50-50 today than what you used to be able to.
How important is the progressive wing of the Democratic Party?
It's important. I mean, the progressive wing of the party has been the activist base. And so when you're thinking about not just who's voting in any given election, whether that we're talking about primary or general, but if we're also thinking about who's volunteering, who's registering people, who's getting out the vote on election day, that's, I think, often the group that you associate with activism. And so it's an important part of a larger organization, in addition to kind of the policy elements that I think are going to play a bigger role in this coming election than they have in quite some time, meaning the kind of the economic progressivism, the advocacy on behalf, the championing of the middle class, and bringing, jobs back to the country, particularly manufacturing jobs.
Do you think Bernie Sanders has a chance?
No, I'm skeptical as to whether he has a chance. That being said, I mean, and this is so important, I'm sitting here behind a microphone and we are 13 months away.
Yeah, but
a lot can happen.
But Brad Hayes, when he shows up in New Hampshire, apparently something's happening. He's getting these tremendous crowds. People are really interested in, in seeing him in a way that that is really sort of head scratching.
Obviously, I don't want to deny that. I'm just saying that I just don't really see any type of enthusiasm for him and for his positions undermining the support that already exists for Clinton.
Okay, so let's assume for a second he wins in New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. Let's just entertain me here. He wins in New Hampshire. How much does that help him?
It would help him a little bit. It's better than losing. But this is the long game, right? Clinton is deeply resourced in a way that Sanders isn't. And that the kind of progressivism that you see with Senator Sanders is not going to register as well in other parts of the country. Keeping in mind that this is a national primary campaign, and that progressivism isn't going to resonate in Virginia,
South Carolina,
in South Carolina, and all of these other states the way it will in New England. So, I'm just skeptical as to his pathway.
Well, he's
success.
Pretty far out there. I have to say that. I've interviewed him many, many times. I love the guy, but the fact is he's pretty far out there in terms of equalizing the way in which poorer Americans are treated. And the question is, will that have any attraction to the middle class at all?
I think it will have attraction. I mean, I do think that he can weave a very compelling narrative about the role of government in improving the lives of the citizens. Look, the Democratic Party has not been great on narrative for quite some time. This is why there's been such an effort to enlist Elizabeth Warren, because she is so great on narrative, clearly defining the importance of government in our everyday lives, right? Not in ways that we were talking about handouts, right? None of that kind of stuff. She's talking about the importance of regulation for clean air, clean water, for common sense business regulations that not only protect Wall Street, but also can protect Main Street, right? She does that extraordinarily well. I think Sanders also does that. I'm not sure he quite does it as well, but those are often his themes as well. And there is an appetite for that. So to the degree that that narrative is going to be compelling in an election where clearly it's going to be focused on the economics of the middle class, I think he will have some measure of success. I just don't think that success is going to be enough to get him to the nomination.
Our in-house political scientist in residence is Brad Hayes, associate professor of political science at Union College, and is a guy that I just could talk to all day long. Thank you so much, Brad.
Thanks, Alan.